I'm Ron Esposito, and we're going to be in conversation with saxophonist Noah Preminger. We'll be talking about his release, Meditations on Freedom, and his upcoming concert as part of the Xavier Jazz Series. Noah will be performing on Sunday, October 1st in the afternoon. Noah is a graduate of the New England Conservatory and has performed on stages from Boston and New York to Europe and Australia, playing with a wide range of jazz greats, including Dave Liebman, Dave Holland, Fred Hirsch, George Cables, and one of my favorite bass players, Cecil McBee. Noah, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction.
I've been checking out Meditations on Freedom, your latest recording. A great approach on this record. First of all, your group features the trumpeter Jason Palmer, bassist Kim Cass, and drummer Ian Froman. And it's interesting, you reimagine some classics by Bob Dylan, Only a Pawn in Their Game, Just the Way It Is, Bruce Hornsby, Sam Cooke's Change is Gonna Come, and George Harrison's Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth, as well as a bunch of your original compositions. Why don't you tell us about the thought behind this recording, Meditations on Freedom?
Sure. Well, I was talking to my good friend Jimmy Katz, who engineered this record, and he's best well known as a jazz photographer. And we were speaking right after the election, talking about certain freedoms that may be in jeopardy. And we decided, you know, we need to make some sort of a statement record displaying what's going on in my views and what I feel like the freedoms are that are being lost right now, potentially. So I set a recording date 2 weeks from that conversation and called the guys in my band who I'd recorded with the past year and a half or so, with Jason Palmer and Kim Cass and Ian Froman. And so I sat down at the piano and wrote five songs, five melodies for five freedoms that I felt like were at jeopardy of losing. So one, income inequality, women's rights, Native American freedom, racial injustice, and climate change. And so taking various concepts, you know, from like Martin Luther King's speeches and certain inflections, or I listened to some Native American music and tried to incorporate rhythmic aspects. I came up with these five melodies, and then I picked a few songs that came from American protest genre. And I found these melodies by Hornsby and Dylan and the others, and I enjoyed them and thought they would adapt well to my quartet.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Your quartet is a pianoless quartet. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, to hear Bob Dylan or George Harrison interpreted, yeah, without a guitar or piano.
You know, when I picked those songs, the point wasn't even the lyrics. It's the initial message and the sort of desperate urgency of those messages. So I didn't feel like I really needed a singer. I didn't feel like that was the point. The point is, let's use these songs as a jumping off point with their melodies and improvise and tell our own stories and kind of show the urgency of what's happening today. And I think we were able to do that as a quartet, you know, without the singer or without a chordal instrumentalist.
And kind of reminded me of a quote from you. You said, I realize that the key thing I can hope to do with music, particularly instrumental jazz with no words, is to heighten emotions. Why don't you tell us about that?
When you go and see a concert, I mean, you want to feel something. When you sit down and listen to a recording, you want to feel something. And I mean, this is intense music, just like these subjects are intense. I mean, income inequality is intense. Women's rights, that's intense. And so I think, I mean, you hear a big difference between music on the radio that doesn't necessarily have a strong message and then, you know, really intense improvised jazz music. And so the point of it is with this record, it's a conversation starter more than anything. It's, hey, this guy Noah, oh, look, you just won Downbeat's Rising Star Tenor Saxophone poll thing. And so what's he doing? Well, he just made a sort of a protest record. Why don't we check it out and we can talk about it? So it's really a conversation starter. I'm trying to play in as many places as possible to have people hear it, have people talk about it, and maybe things will change. Maybe people will get together and kind of stand up more, I would hope. And what'll be interesting is when we come, as you mentioned, we're playing at Xavier's Jazz Series on October 1st. We'll be playing some of these songs from this album with Brandon Coleman's trio, as well as Gary Versace, an amazing pianist who's going to be a guest as well. So we'll have a pianist and a guitarist playing some of this music. So it'll be different, and I'm sure it'll be just as intense and exciting.
There's another great quote from you. Ultimately, it's important to care about something larger than yourself. And that's what right. I'm trying to convey in this music.
A lot of times as an artist, no matter if you're a painter or a writer, a poet, whatever in the arts, we think about why the heck we're doing this. What kind of a difference can we make? How does blowing into a saxophone on a stage really change anything, make a difference? And then you have a situation like this where you're able to produce an album that is capable of starting conversations. And it's really satisfying, I have to say. It makes me feel good that I feel like I'm doing something that is valuable. And so not just to myself, but for others. And I don't think that comes from a place of ego. I think it's just, I feel like I was gifted with the ability to sing and tell stories through my saxophone. And so when I'm able to use that for good, that's a really satisfying feeling.
So Noah Preminger appearing at the Xavier Jazz Series on Sunday afternoon, October 1st, with Brandon Coleman's group, Brandon Coleman, electric guitar, Matt Wiles, bass, Jeff Malott, drums, and special piano guest,
Gary Versace.
All right, great. And of course, saxophonist Noah Preminger.
And you know, the day before, I believe we will be at the Children's Hospital in Cincy at the Ryan Seacrest Studio doing sort of an outreach performance thing. And I don't have all the details yet, but if people want to check out my website, I will be updating it with whatever information I get as soon as I get it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We've been in conversation with saxophonist Noah Preminger, talking about his new recording, Meditations on Freedom, and his upcoming appearance at the Xavier Jazz Series on Sunday afternoon, October 1st. More information can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.